Welcome to the Diamond Girl Power Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Waldvogel. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DMB Media, LLC and Diamond Moon Boudoir. Located in Lexington, Kentucky, we are women defining beauty on our own terms. We're creating a platform for women to share their stories, life strategies, and support with other women in Central Kentucky to build a community and help women live their best lives, because everybody has a story and everyone deserves to feel good about themselves. Thanks for tuning in. Greetings, and welcome to the maiden episode of the Diamond Girl Power Podcast. I'm Kat Waldvogel. I'm your host, and I am the owner and operator of DMB Media and Diamond Moon Boudoir, based in Lexington, Kentucky. So this first episode, I really just wanted to come on and chat with you a little bit about what has inspired me to start a podcast to begin with, what I hope to share, and the types of guests that I would like to attract to the podcast. And in all of that, obviously welcoming any of the input or suggestions that you have that will help us create meaningful content that will be of value to our listenership, okay? So I am a photographer. I operate a luxury boudoir studio out of a residential studio in Lexington, Kentucky. I've been a boudoir photographer for a little over 3 years now, and I've been a professional photographer for over a decade. The changes that we all experienced during COVID in early 2020 caused me to shift the focus of my practice and my studio, and I transitioned to boudoir photography and found an art form and an expression that I absolutely adore. I love working with my clients. I love delivering a wonderful experience to them along with beautiful images. And we'll talk about that more throughout the podcast, kind of sprinkled in here and there. My goal with this podcast is to focus more on the women who are participating and the women in our community rather than just on my business. This is about how we define beauty in our culture, how we as women coming into this experience are defining beauty on our own terms, and helping other women to find life strategies, stories that inspire them, beauty tips, self-care tips, any of those things that are going to help women step into their own and live their very best lives. So that's my intention in starting this podcast. The inspiration for me to start this podcast was a promotion that I was getting ready to launch, and I'm currently in the process right now. It's April 1st as I'm recording this. I'm in the process of interviewing participants for what I'm calling self-love sessions. So they're really focused on women of all ages, races, shapes, and sizes to, again, define beauty on their own terms, culminating in an opportunity to participate in a magazine that we're going to publish where we will share a couple of favorite images and parts of their story of what's motivated them to do a boudoir shoot, what they were scared about, what they were excited about, the journey that these women have been through in the process of working with me in the studio, because we have a multi-level process. There are a lot of different touch points that we have. But the evolution that these women have gone through in that process that will share stories and have a gallery-style exhibit where we'll launch the magazine. And participants in the self-love sessions are going to get a copy of the magazine as well as their favorite print that we'll use as a large-scale print at the exhibit, that they'll get to take that home as well. So it's about sharing stories, sharing images, because my clients have told me over and over, like when I ask them, what drew you to the studio? What made you finally take that step if you've been apprehensive about doing a boudoir photo shoot? What really motivated you to take that next step and have a conversation with me and move forward in the process? And so many of them said that the reviews that I have on Google and on my website, testimonials that I share, and in my VIP group on Facebook, the stories that women share about their experiences, that women connect with that, they identify as like, ooh, her figure is like mine, or her story is like mine, or she looks like she's about my age. Any of those things, when women identify with and see themselves in the work that I produce and the stories that my clients choose to share, they feel comfortable and they decide that they want to at least engage in a conversation, which can be a really, really big step. So I honor that. So in the course of launching the self-love sessions, and there are journaling exercises and beautiful journals, a customized journal that we're creating to help facilitate the our clients and participants documenting their journey through this process so that they have clarity around what they would like to share about their story. I'm hearing feedback from participants who are in the process that the exercises that we're giving them, they're really, really simple. They're really kind of basic things, but it's helping them open up to a lot of their motivation, a lot of transition and changing their self-talk and the way that they're perceiving themselves in a positive way. So in the process of all of that and having conversations around that with the first participants, I was chatting with my stylist. We had a couple of really compelling conversations with participants who have had very significant things happen in their lives that have changed their perspective, changed how they see themselves and how they define beauty and what they focus on in their lives. So those are some stories that we're going to be sharing. In having conversations about that with my stylist, we're like, wow, we really need to have a platform to talk with these women and share these stories and have it be a dialogue, have it be a conversation that continues to evolve. And so we decided to do a podcast. There you go. I invested in some equipment. So I've got this this like control board in front of me that does so much more stuff than I even know how to do, quite frankly. We've got great microphones and headsets and things like that to ensure that we've got decent quality sound, because that's really important to us. And we just kind of jumped in with both feet. So we're starting to record episodes talking with my stylist about makeup and skincare and some self-care things, talking with clients about their experiences and the evolution of their self-perspective on things as they've gone through the process, as well as bringing in women who own a business or have a hobby or a vocation that lends itself to support of other women. That can be really broad categories, and I'm okay with that. We'll continue to evolve that, but I do want this to be focused on conversations with women, primarily who serve or are in service to other women, to give, to share their stories, give life advice, simple strategies, have conversations to inspire other women. I'm focused in the community that I'm serving because my clients, while some do travel from 2 and 3 hours away, the majority of my clients are in within a 50-mile radius of my studio, which is in Lexington. I'm open to expanding that to a broader audience, but as we start out, I'm focused on our local community and the businesses that help to serve and support that community and the women who are in that that community. So that's where our focus is local right now. And just wanting to encourage a variety of women to come in, have a conversation, share your experiences, share your, you know, the things that have been of service to you in your life as you evolve, as we learn and we grow and we expand and become our better selves every single day. What are the things that we think are valuable to share with other women? So that is, in a nutshell, that's our first, that's my first episode, okay? So I have a number of episodes that I'm getting ready to edit. So we'll get those published. And when you're listening to this, there'll probably be one or two additional episodes already behind this, ready for you to listen to. So I hope you will stay tuned. I hope you will subscribe. Share this with people you think will find it interesting. Get in touch with us. Drop comments in the show notes, in the comments, and check out the show notes. We'll always have links to my website, to blog posts. We'll always share a coupon code for something of value in each episode. Typically, it's going to be with the person that we're chatting with. If they have a business or some type of service offering, we will be sharing a link to that and an opportunity to engage for initial service or to purchase a product at a special rate that will have a coupon code. For me, you're going to see a DMB Media Episode 1 coupon code in the show notes. So if you decide that you'd like to talk to me about the self-love sessions, it's going to be right there in the show notes. Please post a review if you like what you hear. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, if you have topics or people that you'd suggest that we get in touch with to invite them to be a guest on the podcast, please get in touch with us. Email address is going to be in the show notes. And I hope to hear from you. So thanks so much for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy what we're putting together. You've been listening to the Diamond Girl Power Podcast, produced and sponsored by DMB Media LLC and Diamond Moon Boudoir. We're located in Lexington, Kentucky, and are focused on providing community, support, and life strategies to women, allowing them to live their best lives. Thanks for tuning in. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review if you love the content.